We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Fine Wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Lindale, at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. There are those that believe that a handful of the very brightest and most learned can gather unto themselves the administrative mastery so as to provide comfort, security, and sufficiency to the whole of society. The idea has never worked. Yet, despite colossal real-world failures like that of the Soviet Union in 1991, liberals continue to believe that ordinary people are simply not capable of making their own economic decisions. Liberals imagine that a large population must have the oversight of a small, highly educated circle of elites led by a philosopher king. From such imaginings emerge bad ideas, like Obamacare. Those of us who knew from the start that Obamacare was not going to work understood the utter futility of a puppet master, such as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, trying to manage the coordinated pulling of 300 million strings. That is to say, health care for all of us. The success of the American economy draws upon the power inherent in millions of individuals, freely making millions of discrete, minute-by-minute economic decisions for themselves, and bearing responsibility for the results. From this model emerged the wealthiest and most peaceful nation in all of history. It is the idea of bearing responsibility that most offends liberals. Proponents of massive state programs, such as welfare and universal health care, are never willing to hear the argument that an overwillingness to mitigate the consequences of bad behavior, such as dropping out of school, unwed pregnancy, or drug addiction, leads inevitably to more of the poverty-inducing bad behavior. With respect to health care, if you have to pay your own doctor bills, three things happen. The first is you act as best you can to avoid having to go to the doctor in the first place. The second is that you are sensitive to what the doctor charges. And the third is that because of that sensitivity, the doctor pays close attention to what he charges, lest you find a doctor willing to treat you for less. It is the over-reliance on third-party payment schemes, of which Obamacare is the latest manifestation, that has distorted the market for health care to the point of unsustainability. Health care is no different than any other essential service. There is a need for health care. That's called demand. The demand creates the incentive for supply. The two forces seek equilibrium using price as the signaling mechanism. For those medical services that would impose a financial burden beyond the means of average people, there is insurance, just as there is for those who own cars and homes. Premiums are a function of risk. Drive safely, you pay a lower auto insurance premium. Take care of yourself, you pay a lower health insurance premium. And while it is uniquely true with respect to health care that there will always be those who, through no fault of their own, have disproportionate need, it is equally true that a good and decent society in the world's largest economy can adequately address that need without resorting to government annexation of an entire industry. Since World War II, the government has taken a progressively larger role in the financing of health care in the United States. Since World War II, the health care financial model has become progressively more strained. These two facts constitute much more than mere coincidence. The vast majority of Americans are much smarter than what liberals are willing to credit, left to make their own health care decisions and left to bear the consequences thereof. Americans would do an astoundingly good job of sorting it all out. That's a long way of saying that Obamacare was never necessary in the first place. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. So, Mike, have you done a live read over a Christmas bed yet? This one is going to be my first. It's not too early if you're going to do the right thing when it comes to business gifts this holiday season. The Keepersall Winery will help you with corporate holiday giving in a way that will be every bit as convenient as it will be classy. Wine is a wonderful holiday gift. When you give food, your gift has a timer on it. If it's not eaten soon, it goes bad and it gets thrown away. But wine is patient. It'll wait until your recipient is ready to enjoy it, and when that moment comes, your client or associate will remember remember you well. Keepersall wine gift boxes come in a range of wine selections and prices. The presentation is first class, and Keepersall can even handle the delivery within Texas. Shopping and ordering is easy. Visit Keepersall.com, KIEPERSOL.com/store. Keepersall.com/store. There at the top of the page, you'll find everything you need. I've been recommending Keepersall gift boxes for years and would never steer you wrong. Learn more at Keepersall.com/store.